This is a replay of the Thursday night, December 7th WGN show. We started around 11. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip, for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I got 2 hours to spend together. Plenty on my mind, but whatever is on yours will take precedence. So 888-876-5593. That would be 8888-Raleigh. And when we left you last night, Eric in Sterling, Illinois, had heard that WSDR in Sterling, 1240 AM, was at one time 50,000 watts. And he said, is this possible? Actually, I think he thought it was possible. I didn't. So I said, I will research this thoroughly and let you know. Because after all, 1240 was a class 4 frequency, meaning the most they were probably going to get is 1,000 day and 250 night back in the day, then a 1,000 non-directional 24/7. Well, so the station was signed on by the Bartletts, a husband and wife, in 1949, and Ed Fisher was their chief engineer. They signed on in 49 with 100 watts, 24 hours a day. And they stayed there through part of 1963. They applied for and got a power increase for their daytime power to 500 watts a day, 100 watts at night, in 1963. 2 years later, 1965, they got 500 watts in the day still, but now they have 250 watts at night as well. And by the way, Ed Fisher, still chief engineer, Bartlett sold the station, the Bartletts, in 1969, March 1st, in case you're taking notes, to the Davises, Tom and his wife. Ed Fisher remained chief. It was 500 watts in the day and 1,000 watts at night in 1985. That's when they got that. So from 65 to 85, they were 250 watts at night, went to 1,000. It was always 500 of the day. All right, well, the Davises sold it to Scythe Serafin in 1987. And that's when Ed Fisher said, I've been chief engineer long enough, and they got a new one. And so Scythe Serafin operated it until 1993, September 9th, in case you want to know. And that's when LH&S bought it. Still 500 watts in the day and 1,000 watts at night. And then on January 21st, 1998, Russell Withers buys it. And still 500 watts in the day, 1,000 watts at night. And then on August 30th, 2017, Fletcher Floyd, under the Verdin Corporation name, buys it. Still 500 watts, 1 kilowatt at night, which it is to this day. So, no, never had 50,000 watts, but it was fun reading about the ownership changes and all that nonetheless. So there you have it. And there were FMs involved periodically and all that. But if you're interested, of course, you can look at the old broadcasting yearbooks online or other sources and see it for yourself. But so I promised I would do that. And it was Eric who phoned toward the end of the show last night in Sterling. And I'm going to look that up. So I've had some success with that. I've had a little less success with Count BJ. We know what he was doing in the 70s and all that, but he retired. I haven't found anything more recent about him. So, and that Carol, who does my show prep and keeps me in line, and she's the one who is tabulating all of your guilty pleasures. And this is the best news you could have because I am terrible at it. The only thing I have to do is add to her collection what you email if you do, or leave phone messages if you do that. But your best best option is to call in on the air. And of course, you know the deal about guilty pleasures. This is your poll, your request, and I'm happy to do it. And it's the converse of the world's worst hit records. What we're looking for here are those records that you absolutely love but are embarrassed as hell to admit it. Yeah, you're secretly singing along with every syllable and you don't want to tell anyone. Those are your guilty pleasures. All they have to be is hits. We don't want things that no one else can enjoy. We want the hits. And we'll play them back on Christmas night. And hopefully Steve Bryant will join us as well. I'm going to have John call him in the next day or so to make sure that he is available. And that's always a good time on Christmas night. That'll be a Monday and we'll do that. But it's a cumulative total, so your votes count. And if you've heard someone nominate something else where you're saying, ooh, I love that too, well then, by all means, chime in. 888-876-5593. 8888. R-O-L-L-Y-E. All right. It was computer hell today. And it all started when I got this email from Mail.com. Actually, John got it on his phone, and he said, is this legit? I said, well, I looked at it. I said, yeah, it's legit, but don't follow that link. Just go to Mail.com and, you know, make the changes yourself. He said, well, you do it. Okay, I can do that. I think we probably, between us, have about 9 Mail.com accounts of one form or another. Because, you know, they'll let you have all sorts of extensions and all that kind of stuff. And so I go there and I change the password for something harder to encrypt on all of them. And feel very self-satisfied. Did it all in about 20 minutes. Made sure that everything, because they're doing away with challenge questions. So they want to make sure that your email for in the event of an emergency and your cell phone or your phone number is all correct, because that's how you'll get into your account if you're suddenly locked out for some reason. Well, since John in the past accidentally locked himself out of his YouTube account. Yeah, he just never bothered to update the email or phone number. And so now when they go to verify that it's him, because they won't let him on because it's been so long, he can't get the messages. And so basically their answer is your SOL. And so that in a roundabout way apologizes to Johnny D for why I haven't gotten Caesar's videos up yet, because we got to create another account and do that. But I will. But anyway, so his original account is gone forever for that. So I thought, well, we don't want to have that happen with 9 Mail.com addresses. I'll just change them. And that was easy and peasy. No problem. I'm a Mac girl. I still am, even though I, in the last decade or so, have not been pleased with changes that they've made in their operating systems and the read-only memory and all those other things that I detest. But I am. And because I'm just too old to learn Linux of any variety. Yeah, right, exactly. Ubuntu, Red Hat, no, none of them. At least not more than a passing knowledge. So, okay, I use Mac Mail, which is a part of the OS X operating system the OS operating system now, that's on there. And so I go to update the passwords on the Mac Mail account. They won't do it. I won't even belabor what that hour and a half was like. Yeah, there was just no way. And, of course, I make the mistake of going online to see, well, what have other people had to say? And several people thought they had an answer for this. And as far as pertaining to my situation, oh, no, they didn't. And so I was not only dealing with the preferences that are in Mac Mail, but also the internet accounts that are in the settings files. And no matter what I did, nothing was working. And literally, I was making noises that usually only happen at the back end of a carnival. And John is like, what's wrong? And, you know, I could do very little other than pant and cough at this time. I'm just absolutely fit to be tied. And then it occurs to me, and I don't know why, it occurs to me that this is probably an OS programming error. When I update the accounts, and, you know, that's one thing, but the preferences in Mail, that doesn't necessarily update the server preferences. And so it was that I went in and on the server settings, I made the changes directly there to the list, which of the outgoing Mail servers, and then it worked. But it was 2 hours before I figured this out. And I realized those are 2 hours I'm never getting back. And I know you're saying, and Raleigh, that's about 8 minutes. I'm never getting back for that explanation. But something tells me you've been there. Maybe not in this particular instance, but what online has driven you to distraction? And, you know, I don't consider myself the be-all and end-all of programming. God knows, probably the exact opposite. I maybe know enough to be dangerous. But when I catch some of these Bush League errors, I'm just beside myself. It's like, I'm glad I don't have their home addresses. Yeah, so what is it that's driven you crazy? And have you found a solution for it? Not that we necessarily can help, but we'll commiserate. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Tomorrow is a replay of Monday Night Trivia. There are no stragglers for next Monday. The answers were gotten, but it'll still be fun to listen to if you like, but don't call. Now, of course, next Monday, we have Monday Night Trivia, and let me warn you, I believe it is again an abbreviated show, but I need to look this up to know for sure. No, it's not. Okay, good. It is a full show. It is the next night, the 12th, Tuesday the 12th, when we only have a half hour to spend together. But we have a full 3 hours on Monday, and I'll be ready for you. So all that and more is coming up this hour, and your calls, too, on WGN Radio.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba. Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
It seems like a mighty long time. Chuba, chuba, my baby. Ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. That's the way it used to be. Ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Ooh. It seems like a mighty long time.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And you can vote for your guilty pleasures and everything else, too, coming up. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. So I mentioned descending into hell due to a programming error, as far as I'm concerned, with Mac Mail. But I ask you, so what's bothering you, Bunky, online? And Leah has an answer. So, Leah, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm having an ongoing problem with my Amazon app on my phone,
okay.
and it's driving me crazy. I noticed one day last week that I couldn't order from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and I would hit the buy now button,
mm-hmm.
and then it would just freeze on this mm-hmm. one screen, and yeah. it wouldn't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Amazon, and they're always very nice, and they answer, and they try and help you. I was literally on the phone with this guy for 2 solid hours. I did everything they told me. I cleared my cache. I refreshed my phone. I uninstalled and then reinstalled the app. We did everything possible, and it still freezes. So he's saying it's my phone, but I'm not having problems with any other app.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We can't figure out what the problem is.
Yeah, I understand that. And of course, when all else fails, blame it on the device. And it may
yeah.
be. Is this an Android or an iPhone?
Android.
Okay. Yeah. I can't tell you anything to help you on the Google operating system because I know so little about it. But you're not alone as far as that goes. But if Amazon's washed their hands of it and you have, done everything, including deleted the app and reinstalled it, and you're getting nowhere, I would say you're going to have to find another device to order.
Yeah. Well, I've been using Albert's phone.
Wait a minute. What? John's saying something.
Tell her to check her credit card to make sure it hasn't been frozen.
Oh, yeah, right. I did that. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I didn't figure that would that wouldn't be the reaction anyway for that normally. But anyhow, if you've got Albert's phone, I think you're going to be stuck with it.
Yeah, I know. And yeah. it's just infuriating.
Yeah. Well, you know, the definition of insanity used to be doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Right.
Well, no. The online and internet definition of insanity, this would include all operating systems, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting the same result.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
But it's infuriating. Yes. It really is when you just keep trying everything and nothing works.
I know. Believe me, I know. And
you just want to pull your hair out of your head.
Believe me, I know. Probably if I had your phone and was alone in a room for several hours, I could figure it out. But I can't figure it out long distance, that's for sure. But believe me, I understand. I sympathize.
I understand what you're going through, too. I mean, it's just infuriating. Well, it just drives you to want to go and just start drinking heavily, you know?
Yeah, well, the power of positive drinking. There's something to be said for that, no doubt. But I think, you know, when I discovered what it was, I think I was more mad than when I was frustrated when I didn't know. Because it's like, Bush League, you could have fixed this! But some programmer somewhere decided that they didn't need to fix that. So, but once I knew it worked for all the 9 accounts that I was trying to put on there. So it worked. But
at least you got it figured out.
Yes, but I understand. This is a colossal waste of time and energy. And there's nothing more frustrating than this. And when we talk about the rise in violent crime, I'm not surprised. I think people are practically taking to the streets.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, wish I could offer you some sage advice on this, other than thank God you've got Albert's phone.
Yeah, no, I know, really. And his is like a 4G, an old phone.
Well,
so I don't know what we're going to do when that goes away.
Well, you get another phone. And the thing is, you could absolutely wipe your phone entirely and start over on everything and probably cure it, but that's a fairly draconian way to go.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Right. I figure, that's why I didn't suggest it. But that would have worked, probably. But no, you want to do something short of that. So good luck. Let me know how it turns out.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's right. When all else fails, well, it must be your device, ma'am. That's all it is. All right, so we'll get to Mary Ann, we'll get to Mark, we'll get to Fran, we'll get to you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And yeah, those are the Capitals. Hello, Stranger. 1966 on Karen. Of course, when Barbara Lewis wrote it, it was Ollie McLaughlin who was involved in that, who owned Karen and Moira and ultimately placed Hello, Stranger on Atlantic. Well, 3 years later, Ollie had it be the flip side of the Capitals' Cool Jerk on his Karen label in 1966. And yeah, I mentioned that last night when Dave and LaSalle had requested Hello, Stranger. I said, yeah, the Capitals did a good job. Yvonne Elliman did too, and we'll get to that one next. Yeah, obviously, I like the song. So 888-876-5593. Is 8888 Raleigh, and we're going to discuss AM Clear Channels with Mark here in a moment, but we're going to hopefully quickly get some votes in first. Mary Ann in Chicago. All right, those guilty pleasures, fess up.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
I can't complain.
I think I might have to apologize to you.
Uh-oh.
The last time I called in, and I heard you say we got James on the south side and Mary Ann.
Yeah.
And I was laying there listening, because I love listening to James. He has such an infectious laugh and giggle. And I must have fell asleep, because the next thing I knew, I heard beep, 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 if you need to make a call.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you went away.
I was like, did they pick me up if I was sleeping?
Absolutely right. But you didn't snore, so all was good.
Okay, I was hoping maybe they just ran out of time and just cleared all the lines, but
yeah.
No. And I was wondering, did you get an email from James about the out-of-work plumbers going to Sweden?
Oh, really? No, I mean, James sent me at least 250 emails. Seriously, that's not an exaggeration, that number, today. Out-of-work plumbers, huh?
Yeah, because everybody in Sweden has clogs.
No, goodbye. I don't have time for this. I just don't. Stay asleep
Raleigh,
next time.
I need some cheering up here. I've had a couple rough weeks.
Right, stay asleep next time. All right, so what do you want to add to the list?
Okay, I know you're going to tear these apart.
Doesn't matter. It's your favorites.
The Battle of New Orleans.
Okay. Horton, all right, we'll do it. Okay.
Convoy.
All right.
The lights went out in Georgia.
Okay.
And then because it was my mother's nickname, Hello Dolly.
Okay.
To Sir with Love.
Uh-huh.
The Rain, the Park, and Everything.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, do you remember the song Peanut?
Well, Peanuts, absolutely. We're talking about Little Joe and the Thrillers. That's Little Joe and the Thrillers, of course.
Okay, I didn't know who sang that, but I love that song.
Yes, no, Little Joe. And he had a lot of songs like that and had some nice ballads, too, that almost nobody else knows about. But, Little Joe and the Thrillers, Little Joe Cook was his name, and like I say, he had some nice ballads, but the up-tempo stuff, The Echoes Keep Calling Me, and Peanuts, and let's see, oh God, Doodle Pickle, I don't want to go there, but Peanuts, it was a big quasi-hit. I think a lot of people like Peanuts, and in case anybody was wondering. Was performing up into his 90s in Cambridge.
You're kidding.
Nope. He moved to Boston, strangely enough, many, many, many decades ago, and stayed there. And I think he's now no longer with us, but that's in the last couple years. He was around forever. And like I say, he was packing them in as recent as, well, within this decade.
Wow, what a trooper.
Yeah, Little Joe Cook. And he had a daughter who was in one of these groups that I play. I'm trying to think of which one. But he was from South Philly. He was a South Philly guy. And Peanuts actually made it to number 22 on the Hot 100. So, the deal is his mother was kind of a blues singer and his grandmother was a Baptist preacher. You know, it was like that. And he started in gospel but transitioned to R&B fairly quickly. In fact, the Soul Stirrers wanted him to join after Sam Cooke left. And he said, no, I want to do secular stuff. And he got the contract with OK. And Peanuts was the second single, and it was a hit. Obviously, it was on American Bandstand right there in Philly. And supposedly, Little Joe Cook influenced Frankie Valli, so he said in interviews, and Lou Christie. I don't know for sure, but he moved to Boston.
That does sound like the same type of voice.
He moved to Boston in the 60s. I mean, this is a long time ago. And he took up residence at a lounge in Cambridge. And he didn't retire from that lounge until like 2007. And he was, in the early 2000s, still voted as the best local performer and all that. And he died a little while longer than I thought ago. He died in 2014 when he was 91.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I know you don't watch television,
true,
but maybe you've heard of this show back in the 60s in Chicago. It was a show called Red Hot and Blues.
Well, that name has been used in a lot of places.
Okay, there was a... Oh God, what was the guy's name? His name was Bobby. He was this little bitty guy, but he had a real deep voice, like Barry White.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one I used to like to watch, Can I Step With You?
Yeah. But the guy, as far as on radio, who really came up with Red Hot and Blue, was the way he called it, was Dewey Phillips. And Dewey Phillips was in Memphis. He was on WHBQ, and he was amazing. And if he didn't have an absolute relationship with alcohol, he would have been bigger than he was. But in many ways, he was responsible for Elvis.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. And they were close friends till the end. So I think High Records might have put out one of the air checks of Red Hot and Blue. But yeah, Dewey Phillips.
Now that you mentioned Elvis, the other night, well, shortly after my last surgery,
yeah,
I was sleeping and I had a dream that I woke up and the young, thin Elvis was in my doorway of my bedroom.
Oh.
And I looked and he says, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he kept coming close. "Are you sure you're okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah." "Do you need anything?" And I'm like, "No." And he was probably like 3 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that came into my head was, "I hope to God my breath don't stink."
Oh, jeez.
Because, you know, he woke me up and I'm like, I have this beautiful face in front of me, and that was all I could think of.
Wow, well, there you go.
I should have told him, "Yeah, give me a piece of gum."
Oh, God. All right.
Now, are you still using a walker?
Well, not me. No, John did for a while.
Okay, because I know you had said it once you were doing a little therapy with a walker.
Well, yeah, no, I my problems aren't helped or hurt by walkers for the most part. I wish they were. But, yeah, there was Red Hot and Blues, which was a dance show in Chicago.
Yeah, it was a lot of young people on that show.
Yeah, it was, God, that was like Lawndale, I think.
Yeah, because all the advertisements were from up in that area.
Yeah.
"You'll do well to see Dell."
Yeah,
with
right.
Dell
right.
Furniture.
Right, because it was on CIU.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. So Big Bill Hill, of course, who is quite the jock in many ways historically in Chicago, I think, was the host of that.
Now, he was a real short guy, right?
Yeah, I don't know how tall he was. Actually, I'd be bad to tell you that.
Okay. Well, I'm 4'11", so everybody's
tall. He wasn't that short, but you can hear his audio. I'm sure a lot of his stuff is still. He was on WOPA, the Sonderling station, and he had a club. I think it was like Copacabana or something, and I'm sure the OPA air checks are right on YouTube. And I don't know that he was in fact short, but I understand big had more to do with girth than height.
I don't know who was on there. Somebody was on there that was real little bitty, and my stepfather looked at the TV and he goes, "That guy can fit on a wedding cake."
Oh, jeez.
That's how little this guy looked on TV. So not have been Big Bill Hill. It must have been somebody else on there, but. I used to love that show.
I know he was very large in terms of girth. Like I say, I thought he was tall, too. But again, I don't know. I listen to the radio. I don't watch that. But I think he was big all the way around, as far as that goes.
Well, so was Barry White. And look at his voice. Oh, my God.
Well, all right. So... Anyway,
you don't like Barry White?
No, some of his really early stuff when he was a teen, but not particularly. But yes, obviously you can't fault his voice as far as that. But yeah, Big Bill Hill and WOPA for sure. But I think that dance show was CIU.
I'm sure you're right.
Oh, yeah, I think the next thing that happened on that was Soul Train, but I don't think they were related. Anyway, so there you have it.
Okay, well, you and John, have a real good evening.
All right, thanks.
And I will maybe talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Would you play a request for Scotty?
Well, I'll try. I don't know if it'll be tonight, but you know I always do.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I don't know if I'll stay awake. So.
Right, right.
Maybe,
well, you know I always
maybe
do,
next
so
week
we'll
sometime.
See.
Sometime.
You betcha. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Good night.
So 888-876-5593. And, Daddy O'Daly, Sid McCoy, Big Bill Hill. But I'm pretty sure that he was large. All right, maybe you'd know. And not that it matters, because he was larger than life on the radio, that's for sure. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll talk to Mark about clear channel stations, as in 50,000 watts, not a company. And Fran in Austin and Julie. Oh, Julie in Georgia has called. We're going to go to her next because she never calls. She will occasionally leave phone messages, but she's never actually called the show that I know. So we will get to Julie right after we get to Walter, because now it's time for Walter's Perspective, sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com. That is not good news. I'll just enjoy Yvonne Elliman while I wonder what slamming a Coke bottle down on a countertop does to the volume. Yeah. Is it the board? That's my fear. Well, we'll find out. I'll place gently meanwhile. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is Yvonne Elliman. So that's the third version that I like of Hello, Stranger. And hard to dislike that, 1978. And I'm trying to think of the label. It might have been Polydor. But in any event, it was a fine song, whatever label it was on. So 888-876-5593. And Julie is in Georgia. All right, Julie, you called. Thank you. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. I just have one request for the Guilty Pleasures, please,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah.
Look at boy, it's bad. Davy Jones, Daydream Believer.
Okay.
I really like it. When they play it, like, if you're in the grocery store and it comes on.
Well, and worse than that, Neil Diamond wrote it.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I have to reconsider that.
Yeah, that's true. Neil Diamond wrote it. Can't do a thing about it.
Good gravy. But I don't even know what they're saying. I just like that tune, I think.
Yeah.
I sing along with it. And so that was my only request. And I wanted to thank you for sending me your autograph.
Okay. Now, by the way, let me say, I just looked this up. It was I'm a Believer by the Monkees that Neil Diamond wrote, not Daydream Believer. John Stewart wrote Daydream Believer. And he was an interesting guy. John Stewart used to be in the Kingston Trio, and then he was a number of other things in L.A., had a couple really nice semi-folk things, but not really July, You're a Woman, and Gold. In any event, so yes, it was Neil Diamond with I'm a Believer and John Stewart with Daydream Believer. And now, sorry about that. Yes.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for sending me your autograph.
My pleasure. Very few people ask me to sign a Coke. I don't know what they'd be. Coke caddies? What would they call those things?
A Coke caddy? I didn't know. I called it a carrier or a, a Coke caddy sounds better, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but it's good. Hopefully you enjoyed the contents immensely.
Yes, I did. I got more today. Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yesterday. Well, yesterday was Seniors Day at the local grocery store, so I got 36 bottles.
Oh, you got discounts out there? We used to here.
Oh, yeah. You don't have any Kroger-owned stores there? Well, usually it's the first Wednesday of the month that every Kroger-branded, you know, can be branded by anything locally, but usually it is.
Well, son of a gun, I'm going to tell the manager here, but they used to have that, and they stopped it just a few years ago. Maybe it's just on that side of the Mississippi. I'm going to ask the manager, though.
Yeah.
I missed that little 5% or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was 10%. 10% off anything but booze. And it was all the Kroger-branded things. So whether it was Fred Meyer or Ralph's or which are Fry's, whatever it was, it counted. So I'd be surprised that Atlanta suddenly decided to spoil the party.
They sure did. Yep.
Oh, no. Well, this is a terrible thing. Well, report back.
I sure shall.
And call me again. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I will. Thank you.
All right. So good to hear from Julie. She leaves phone messages on occasion. I hope she heard a request. She had one a week or so ago, and we played it. In any event, we will get to Mark from Aurora. I'm sorry, Mark. Yeah, just hang on. Don't go away. And Stacy in Algonquin, we'll see how she's feeling and what her requests are. Fran in Austin's going to add to the Guilty Pleasures, too. And we have another hour to go right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, that's Parliament, that's Flashlight, and that was a request, and I was happy to fulfill it as well. Paul in Buffalo Grove wanted to hear it, and yeah, a little different than Don't Be Sore at Me a few years earlier by Parliament, but a hit, nice nonetheless. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. All right, now before she falls asleep, Stacy in Algonquin, how are you feeling tonight?
Hi, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still sick.
But are you getting better?
I think I'm getting a little better. I think I talked to too many of some friends on the phone. Ah. I think I was on the phone too much.
Okay. Well,
I'll be better. Okay. I'll be better.
Okay, good.
But I was wondering, can I just make two requests? For one Lou Rawls and one Delphonics, you could pick up the song.
Next week we'll do it.
Okay, and I always forget.
No, that's all right.
No, I'm hanging in there, I'm still quarantined.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but you'll be fine, and hopefully within a couple of days. You don't have any fever, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I swear, Raleigh, I'm so... My time is just... it's crazy. It's just my time is all over the place. When you're sick, you just forget what time it is and...
Well, yeah.
All of it.
It's okay to do that. Give yourself a break. You're sick. Just relax and enjoy yourself as much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, and sleep.
You and John, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Yes, well, you too. You too. And again, happy Hanukkah. It starts tonight, I understand.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Good deal.
And I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. I'll look forward to it. Thanks.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So let's see now. So we're going to talk 50,000-watt stations, are we, with Mark in Aurora. All right, Mark, what's up?
Well, actually, I have a guilty pleasure song to start with.
Okay,
and
good.
I know that this is some people's turkey, but
perfect.
I kind of like it, and I may be a little bit biased because I went to a year for State University of New York at Fredonia, and so did Clint Holmes, and he did Playground in My mm-hmm. Mind, and I have to admit that I kind of like that song.
All right, yeah.
And now, this is not a guilty pleasure, but I was going to comment that most of Barry White I can take or leave, but there's one song of his that I really like, and that's the first one that got national airplay, as far as I know, spring of 73 into summer of 73, I'm Gonna Love You just a little bit more. Okay. And I like two things about it. I like the chord progression, and I also like the harpsichord.
But are you saying that doesn't count because you're not embarrassed to admit it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And I realize that it's blatantly about lovemaking, but so what?
Well, that doesn't matter. All right, very good. I mean, it's a song. So, all right.
Okay, here's my question. If I've got this right, there are no 50,000-watt stations from 540 to 630, then from 640 to 900.
That's absolutely not true.
Okay.
But you see,
you're about that.
You're forgetting that there are Canadian clears and there are Mexican clears. And so...
Oh, yes. Okay.
So on 540... Yeah, but on 540, you not only have a 50,000-watt station in Saskatchewan, but you got a 150,000-watt station in Mexico.
Oh, I didn't know that. And I guess I don't pick them up where I live.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so so what else? That was 540. What were the others?
Suffice it to say, there are different regions on the band that don't seem to have any, and then there are others that do.
Well,
Is it arbitrary?
No,
or does it have anything to do with the properties of radio waves?
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with the properties of radio waves. We could argue about whether that mattered or not. But no, in 1941, when there were actually clear channel stations from the beginning of time in radio, in the early 20s when they were talking about meters, they even talked about the need for stations. Right. But in 1941, that's when the world was codified. And that was the North American Regional Broadcast Agreement. And what that called for was Class 1 stations, 1A and 1B, and Class 2, which were daytimers on 1A or 1B frequencies.
Right.
Class 3, which were regionals, and Class 4, which were local stations, 1,000-watt days, 250-watt night at the time. All right, well, the reason for the frequencies you're asking is the frequencies determined whether it was a Class 1 or 3 or 4. You see, so when you so it wasn't about, you know, I've never heard anything about, well, let's put all the clear channels here or there. No. And, you know, we can argue about one clear channel signal being better than another. And then, of course, the 1Bs were very different from the 1As because they were split from the beginning, from the get-go. So they were directional. And, so you have that. But, it was not about let's not put any on 1300 or 1400.
Yeah.
It wasn't about that.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that the ones from 1610 to 1710 are all low power because they behave like shortwave stations, and they would get all over the world if their power weren't limited.
Well, no, that's the EB, the extended band, and the beauty of that initially was there were so few stations on it. You'd have stations that were traveling forever.
Yes.
And that was much more a property of how uncrowded it was.
Oh yeah, I once got WVON at night in Carolina.
This would happen. There used to be a little station out of Utah, and the guy I won't mention much, but he stole an old set of jingles from an old radio station that didn't exist anymore and just played them.
What frequency was it?
We're not going to go there, and I don't want here I am damning this guy, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
But it was for years, and I remember I used to sit in at places like I remember once looking at Old Faithful, listening to this station in the day, you know, that kind of thing. It was interesting, and the frequencies, the call letters, I think they still have the same call letters, but they're Spanish now. It's the one that is in Fort Worth, but he had the old Fort Worth.
This is really going to give me away. Where is Old Faithful?
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. No. I've forgotten.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not. I forgot.
No, there's nobody who doesn't know that Old Faithful is in Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I forgot that it was. But anyway,
Yeah, it's in Yellowstone. And by the way, it's not as faithful anymore, and that's gotten me worried for the last few decades.
Okay. So what you're telling me is that there's no radio reason why some frequency regions don't have 50,000 watt stations.
No, it's correct.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
And I have a radio friend back in Buffalo who could probably have answered this for me, but he's asleep right now.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Hey,
well, it's a very interesting question because, of course, all the meetings and including the NARBA agreement are come with a lot of raised voices and tempers and tantrums and those kind of things. So it would be a lot of fun. It'd be very interesting to see how they determined that. But the next big shakeup after NARBA was 1983 Rio. And that changed things pretty significantly as well. But along the way...
And what happened then?
A lot of the protections were gone. But that...
Which is why Zoomer Radio now has interference on with it.
Well, it's more than that, though, because you see, that really started...
Oh, that's one example.
Yeah, but it actually started... when KOB, and I think that was what, around 1960 something, KOB in Albuquerque fought this battle saying, you know, we're 770, WABC in New York is 770, but the New York signal will never come in here. And KOB won that argument. It was probably like 68 or 69. Mm. They were fighting it for years. Mm. And when they did, you started to see the FCC look more kindly to Western cities. So you started to see, like 680 in San Francisco, it was not duplicated in the east. Or so you started to see what would have been 1B allocations. They called them at the time 2A, but that's how Boise or Lexington, Nebraska got KRVN, and Casper got K2, Reno. So that kind of thing. And then in 1980, even before the Rio meeting, the FCC voted. And this was the first bad piece of news, as far as I was concerned, that they were going to limit clear channel protection to a 750-mile radius. And so...
Yeah.
And it was hard to argue because already, stations were having the same thing on 92 stations across the board. So that kind of thing.
Yeah. But, for many years running, WABC could be picked up by... some of us in the Buffalo area, and with my mother's very ordinary radio, I could pick it up pretty strongly if I put it next to a baseboard heater.
Oh yeah, that's not unusual at all. Now, if you're telling me you were picking it up in Seattle, it'd be different.
No, but not all radios in Buffalo could pick it up.
Right.
It was pretty weak by the time you got to Buffalo, but. Sometime in the 1990s, I believe it was, another station near Buffalo took the 770 frequency.
Yeah.
And that was probably when the protections were done.
Well, at 1980, the protections were over. And then, of course, Rio codified the rules as well.
Yeah.
But all along, there were these fights. And, for a while, WLW had 500,000 watts. And it was interesting because in Mason, Ohio, the farmers complained because the lights never totally went out. And, people in Hawaii were picking it up in the day.
What was the last year that they had 500,000 watts?
Oh, gosh. Around World War II, right around that. So that was the deal.
But long before I was born.
No, well, see, what happened was other stations applied to do this too, and ultimately the Senate went with the Wheeler Resolution, and that was passed by the Senate, and I think that was 38. And the Wheeler Resolution said that radio stations should be limited to a maximum, AM stations that they meant at the time, should be limited to a maximum power of 50,000 watts. So that kind of quelled the other thing. But WLW, they half a million watts, man, they kept that water-cooled tower in operation forever. And, and I think there's now condos being built on it or something, which breaks my heart.
When I was growing up in Buffalo, I could turn my Grundig one way and get the Netherlands Antilles on 800.
Of course.
If I turned it another way, I'd get CKLW.
Yeah, everybody
did. And then when I moved to St. Louis, I found out that on 800 you could get XCROK.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So, you're 100% right.
But if you played with your radio the right way, you could still turn it another direction and isolate CKLW.
Right.
But I think I couldn't get the Netherlands Antilles.
No, probably not. And of course, X-Rox was one of that station that, you know, that's 150,000 watts.
150,000 watts,
yeah.
Yep.
So that's a different ballgame.
You start to pick it up in your bed springs.
I've had friends who worked at X-Rox, and the funny, they do these saber fights. They take, you know, like fluorescent lights, and they play with the tubes, and they'd go out there and do their saber fights, and they'd light up nicely. And I always said at the time, I said, you do realize that this is not necessarily a good thing for your body if you're lighting those lights. And, you know, oh, the hell with that. We'll just have fun.
Yeah, that could be kind of dangerous.
Well, you're doing it once, no. But you're doing it every night, well, maybe we got something to talk about. So, a lot of fun. And unfortunately, all of these discussions now that we're having are really emotional discussions. They're our memories. They're the things we love. It's really inconsequential in terms of the original reasons for all of this.
Yeah. What was the station built by the guy who was advertising, you know, testicle transplants?
That's the old XERF Del Rio. And
how many watts did they have?
Oh, they had about 250,000. But this was
That was the one that people got on their bedspring.
Oh yeah, well yeah, absolutely. This was Dr. Brinkley, and Dr. Brinkley was the first person to ever be awarded a license in Kansas, and he was the first person to ever lose a license in Kansas. And so when he lost the license for the medical box hour, he determined, well, I can go to Del Rio, and he built a clinic. I mean, you know, that's the old joke. What's the fastest thing on four legs? A goat walking by the Brinkley Clinic. But in any event, the Brinkley Clinic, you know, the building still stood there. I don't know if it is now, but it was a couple decades ago. In any event, he broadcast across the border. And that's what changed the rules at the time, that it became illegal to microwave a signal across the border. That was XERB. And of course, Wolfman Jack was later there. I'm sorry, XERF.
And what frequency was that on?
15, oh, God. I've got the T-shirts, for God's sakes. I'm trying to think. 15-something. No, I'll think of it. But
That would go real far at night, then.
It absolutely. 1570. It's a 1570. I'm sure it is. A 1570.
Wow.
Yeah, I do. I have
That's
several.
That's even higher than WKBW.
Well, yeah. But that isn't always a good thing. I mean, we can argue about what's wrong with 1580, but in any event, the deal is that it was 1570.
What would you say is wrong with 1580?
Oh God. There's a lot on it, a lot of heavily directional stations. A lot of people drop nighttime power into that 1580, taking 11 towers to do it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. WSRF in Fort Lauderdale probably has 9. I don't know how many towers they had or if they're on the air.
Well, we used to have an Aurora station on 1580 that no longer is on the air.
Right.
It was WERV, or it was the AM counterpart of WERV.
Yeah. No, that...
But they're not on the air anymore.
Right. And that's true. Of course, you know, that's true with a lot of stations, and largely because the land becomes more, especially if it's directional, the land on which the towers sit becomes more valuable than the license. But
and then 1570 has one from Canada that's at 25,000 watts, I believe.
But there's still an unusual amount of radio stations on 1580. You can take a look at that now. Granted, a lot of them are daytimers, but not all. In any event, John said, I have to play commercials or else.
Talk
to you later. Okay,
well,
thanks.
Everybody have a good weekend.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Call it what you want, but I call it love.
I call it love.
You can say what you want, baby, but I still say it's love.
I say it's love.
You can sing it in a song.
Sing it in a song.
But I'll still sing out love. Whether right or wrong, baby,
you can tell me, baby,
I still say it's love.
I say it's love. Let it be.
Let it be.
Oh, let it,
let
be.
It be. I know what's in my heart.
I know what's in my heart. I'm the one.
But I'll still say
no, 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 no.
You can laugh if you want, baby.
Ha, ha.
But I'll still cry out love. Yes, I still.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Love those Manhattans, and so does Karen in Chicago. I call it love, yeah. Carnival Records at its best. Probably the nicest thing about Newark. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and what are we doing here? I believe that we have Eduardo in Tampa. What's happening tonight, Eduardo? Have we lost you? I believe so. All right, so hopefully Eduardo will call next week. And again, next week is a full Monday night show. Tuesday, we only have a half hour to spend together. But after that, I believe that it is full steam ahead for Wednesday and Thursday full shows. So it's just Tuesday that's affected. So other than that, it'll be the standard 10 to 1 Central. All right, so Fran is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
I'm back.
Yes.
Anyway, I've got some more. I want to second a couple. I'm trying to remember what Johnny D's were last night because I was going, one and that one. Let's see.
I wish I could help you. Now, Carol actually knows who said what to whom. I just have the list of the tallies, so I don't know what he requested.
Right.
That was a long time ago last night. A lot has happened since then.
That's true, yeah. I've slept, I was sitting here, and I remembered them, and all of a sudden they left what's left of my mind. But anyway, my own. Uh-oh, my phone's running out. Gary, grab me a phone, quick.
Okay.
Okay, if I get cut off, I'll call right back.
Okay, sorry about that. I didn't mean to blow all your minutes
beep.
There.
Oh, well, we need to replace the batteries in these phones. I mean, they're...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unacceptable all the way around.
Yeah. But anyway, one that I hate to admit, I like... We need Sea Crane solar phones.
Oh, yes. Hey, the day will come.
I'll give you this one back. Okay.
Of course, if you're like me, you don't need a solar phone. You're not awake during the day.
That's true. That's true. But anyway, I like Ferry Cross the Mercy.
Okay.
That was what I remember him mentioning, because I like it for the same reason. I love to sing it.
Okay.
Gary's going, ugh.
That's why it's a perfect song.
Yeah. This one I really hate to admit. I like the Macarena.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. as far as I'm concerned.
Say, you like the Macarena. If they know,
I thought it was hilarious. But see, I was not exposed to it ad nauseum. I think that's where the problem comes in. If somebody can't escape it, well, that might be different. But I know that for a while, every stadium you went to had to do their own Los Del Rio version of the Macarena. And, that would get a little old. But for me, I don't encounter it very much.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I kind of think it's funny.
Yeah, well, it is. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah. Let's see. And... Oh, shoot. I had them all in my head, then they all... Oh, well. See, Ferry Cross the Mercy. I guess I'll have to think of the rest of them on Monday.
Okay.
or Tuesday.
I'm counting on it.
I have a list here, and they've left what's left in my mind.
Write them down. It's the only way.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, sorry that it's come to that, but I carry around my little notebook now.
I know.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I hate about, like, I hate two-factor authentication.
Oh, you and me
because
both.
Because by the time I go to my email, get the code, go back to the website, and go to put the code in, I don't know the code.
Right.
And I used to be, you know, like one of these people that you could tell me a phone number three times. I don't know why it was, but, you know, if I repeated it three times, I remembered it.
Yeah.
And when they had those tests that you have to do for civil service jobs and that sort
right.
of thing, and you have to, they give you a group of numbers and they want you to tell, you know, say them backwards. And,
right.
You know, all this kind of stuff. Man, I aced those things.
Right.
And now I can't even remember.
No, that's right. No, I agree with you on numbers. I remember I always had prayed in history that they would not ask you what happened, but just on what dates did they happen, because I could list every historical date. I would never remember what was on it, but I'd know the date.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I have to do that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
now, that's just like, that's gone.
Right.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but you probably still remember the time of day number in Miami.
No, I don't.
You don't? Oh, yeah. The central bank? They used to have little jingles, where, like little statements where you'd call, buy a boat, pay while you float, at the central banks, time 8:42. And the number was Franklin 9.
Oh, that one I had never heard.
Well, it might be before you, but the phone number was Franklin 98811.
Oh, yeah. Of course, we had 855 in Los Angeles with any four.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, people would say popcorn, but you didn't really have to call popcorn, but that was, just, you know, we had 767 at any four.
Right.
So, oh, yes. And I remembered all the, I would remember the disconnected number recordings.
Right.
And drive my family crazy with that stuff. I don't know why.
Yes, exactly.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is
no longer in service.
Please check the number or area code and ask your operator for assistance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I wanted to be either a DJ or a phone operator.
Well, both could have their fun moments, that's for sure. I mean, you could have a lot of fun that the phone company wasn't anticipating, but...
But people, you know, would ask me, you know, what I wanted to be when I grew up. I said, I'd say I wanted to be a phone operator, or I wanted to be a DJ, or... I wanted to be a stewardess.
Well, see,
I think stewardess might have been a problem, but the other two, you know.
Yeah, well, see, those are perfectly respectable. Yeah, I remember, I lived in a hotel, right? So for a while there, I said, I want to be a call girl. There's no education, and they're having a lot of fun. But and it was funny because I remember at one point they had a project in school. You had to write what you wanted to be. And I actually did a whole dissertation on why I wanted to be a call girl. Yeah, they.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They called my mother.
Now, of course,
remember.
Another couple of songs.
Remember, at the time, I didn't fully understand what that entailed. So.
No, I can see that.
Yeah, right.
Just but having fun.
Absolutely. You're getting people all over you, and you're dressing well, and you're eating well, and, you know, so, hey, this is a pretty good job.
Sure, from that vantage point, it would look like that. I can see that. Yeah. Oh, I just remembered a couple other ones. I like all those. I know I shouldn't, but I like all those troglodyte.
Oh, yeah. Her name was Bertha. Bertha Butt. One of the Butt sisters.
Bertha Butt. One of the Butt sisters.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know.
Exactly.
I like that. And people are really like, you like that?
I do too. That's, I don't know what it says about us, but okay. Jimmy Castor Bunch. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. I love those.
Yeah. See, I'm not embarrassed to admit that, though. So,
I'm not either in most circles, but there are some around here that I certainly wouldn't.
Well, you don't want to be talking to them anyway.
Yeah, well, they probably don't know what those songs are, actually.
Right.
Think about it.
Right.
But Anyway, I guess that's it for now. So,
all right, good deal. Thanks.
Talk to you on Monday.
I hope so. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we'll get to Cindy. We'll get to Laurel. We'll get to Eduardo's called back, and James is in Oregon. Okay, James is on the south side. And thank you, for all those 9 zillion stories. They were just amazing. All right, we'll pick it up right there. Not much time left, but, you know, there's a lot of shows next week. Coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Freddie Cannon, of course. And Freddie turned 87 this week on Monday, born in 1936 in Revere, Massachusetts. And I was on Swan in 1961. So happy birthday to Freddie Cannon, who is absolutely still with us. All right, so let's see. Eduardo called back. Oh, good. Okay, Eduardo, what's up tonight?
Yeah, Raleigh, I called back. I don't know what happened, but I was on hold and I got disconnected. But I was just going to comment quickly, this Cosmax, I can, there's one opening up in Bolingbrook, $5.89 for a sour cherry energy burst and $4.99 for a creamy avocado tomato sandwich. Huh. I don't know, are people going to go for this?
I don't know. I tend to doubt it, but, you know, my crystal ball is muddy. Would you want a creamy avocado sandwich?
No, not really.
Me neither. Yeah. I want them to bring back beef tallow, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be almost like being inside of a Starbucks.
There are many chains that have tried over the last 40 years or so to be a healthy or upscale form of fast food. All of them failed so far. There's one out of, I think it was out of Atlanta, Delights, and there were some others that were supposedly oh so healthy, but none of them worked. So I don't know, but who's behind it?
Well, this is a McDonald's thing right here.
So this is part of the McDonald's menu?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Then it won't matter. They'll
you
just,
know what
it'll,
I prefer,
it'll come and go.
Yeah, what I want to see more is more people eating inside. That's kind of my more thing, because everybody's just like going to the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going inside the establishment.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's meant to be speedy. Well, that's the speediest way to do it, I guess. But, you know, the nice thing about McDonald's is they obviously have a core group of customers who are going to order the same thing they've been ordering. So when this fails, notice I don't say if, when this fails, they can just quietly take it off the menu.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to let you get to another. We'll talk more next week.
Yes, I'll look forward to that.
Weekend.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I one of the things that I think companies, whether they're restaurants or whatever they are bringing to the public, the big mistake they make with brand extensions is they have a core image and then they try to do something that is counter to that image. And they often wonder, well, why didn't that work? Yeah, well. And then again, maybe I'll be wrong and someone will like that what, creamy avocado or something. I don't know. All right, so I know avocados are supposed to be good for you, but it just doesn't work for me. Cindy in Norwich, welcome to WGN Radio. All right.
Yes.
All right, Cindy. Now, I don't have much time, but it says that you were denied your reverse mortgage. So what reason did they give you?
They didn't give me a reason, but I don't have really high credit, and I guess it's for the best because...
All right. Well,
there would be nothing left of my home, of the money from my home, from all the interest
No, of course. Your equity would go away. No, I was just curious when I saw that on the screen if they gave you a reason, because assuming you had the equity in your house and assuming you weren't mortgaged, then I assume you're not mortgaged, correct?
No.
All right. So
I don't know. It's,
yeah. Well, anyway.
Well, you know, it's the best.
All right. Well,
it's
good deal.
The best.
Well, I'll talk to you next week. I just wanted to know. I was curious as heck. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, because I know she was, applying for that reverse mortgage. And normally, assuming you've got the equity in your house, you get them, you know, assuming that there's not an outstanding loan where they would become secondary to that. You get them. Whether or not you want them, well, that's a different discussion. Laura in Willowbrook's going to vote for us. What do you think, Laura?
Hey, Raleigh. Well, actually, I wanted to give you a song to play next week.
Oh, all right.
And I don't know if this is, I know you have, it has to be on your, well, that song's all right list. Or
yeah, exactly. I have to like it, at least tolerate it.
I've heard it before, The Birth of the Blues, but I just recently heard the Rat Pack with Johnny Carson singing, of all people.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering if you could play that version.
Well, I doubt I can play that, but I can probably find a version of it. I'll look for it.
Okay, that would be good.
Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, all right, 888-876-5593. And James is in Oregon. Hello, James.
Hey, good evening.
Yeah.
Hey, I made a quick. I was, you were talking about these clear channel signals and stuff. And
yeah.
I've been meaning to talk about it one time. It was back in 1968 when I was a young man in the active duty Navy out at sea.
Mm-hmm.
It was midnight. And we were in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and they had a recall, which is rare because something happened somewhere, and we had to pull back out to sea. And we were heading, all I knew at that time is we were heading towards Europe because I could see on the charts where my job.
Yeah.
And so a couple of my shipmates, it was about after midnight local time, whatever we were at, is after midnight, and we were listening to a little transistor radio out on deck, and we were picking up WLW.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we knew then that they were talking about the Scorpion, the USS Scorpion was missing, the submarine that sunk off the Azores.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that, I just wanted to out at sea and how far we were out, but I know we were at least around San Juan, out that way.
Oh, yeah.
That we were picking up WLW at night.
Yeah, not unusual, actually. The water is really your friend as far as that goes. But, the QSL cards that WLW would get were literally all around the world. And, AM proposition is so unusual, even on my little class 4, 1,000-watt AM radio station. Last year, I got 3 guys from Finland who heard me, all on the same night, I knew what was going on. But, they wanted QSL cards and all that, so I sent them stuff. But, three different people who didn't know each other in parts of Finland. So you just never know.
Never know. Hey, well, that's what the company, Nokia, bought out Lucent. So they're my employer, and I'm hoping to get money. I'm hoping to get paid by in euros, but,
Yeah, good luck on that. All right. All right, James, talk to you next week. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll get out of here. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
And a big apology to James on the South Side. I hope you will call next week. Yeah, I don't mean to not get to you. And such wonderful stories. I always want to have time to talk about them, and then I just run out of time to do anything. So, we have a number of stories, some appalling, some humorous, and all showing an awful lot of work, and I appreciate every one of them, James. So that pretty much will wrap it up for tonight, and I'll say tomorrow night's a replay of Monday Night Trivia, no stragglers. Monday night, there is a full Monday Night Trivia. Don't forget on Tuesday, 5:30 in the evening, you got to write your prosperity check before that. We have a very late show on Tuesday, starts at about midnight 30. Yeah, so we got about a half hour to talk. But then Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have full shows. And until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling, and many apologies to those of you I didn't get to. I know I'm too long-winded. I'll try to change. What am I saying? I will not. But so try and call again, and I appreciate your patience. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.